Everybody has psychological baggage, including you and your prospect. Listen in as David Sandler talks about our head trash.
What do you sell?
Printing.
That works in printing, yeah.
I think that's a paid piece.
That's a good one. I like the book. I like stories. No, but it was a good story. My problem is I'm not quick enough to figure it out sometimes. You know, sometimes you have to hit me straight away with a 2x4. You know, I wake up and read a story like The 1 Minute Manager at 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up with my eyes like that. That's what he meant. All right, yes, go. 1 Minute Manager, good stuff. Only set 5 goals. That's not bad. Look how good he would have done. He doesn't have one. See, 5 is better than nothing, and 20 is better than 5. But 5 is, go ahead. So what's the question?
All of a sudden, you got 25 goals.
Oh, okay. Now you have guilt about not taking care of the goals you didn't have yesterday. That's all right. All right, so now you got 25. Well, just because somebody said 5, I mean, what's the big deal? Oh, okay, so you're a goal junkie. Like, he's not hooked yet, you're a junkie. I got it. I got that. So what's the problem? Well, just wanted to, now, I'm going to oversimplify this stuff, so don't, you know, and I'm not playing it down. You have a number one goal and a number 25 goal. Got one at the top of the list, one at the bottom. Why don't you start working on the top one? And the second one and the third one, if you ever get to the bottom, they ever move to the top, fine. If they don't worry about it. Go ahead. 25 goals. But are you generally, do you achieve most of your goals? And you've been doing this for a long time. No. It's not fair. You've been setting goals, missing some, and getting others. Well, why worry about it? Why don't you just realize that's part of you? And don't feel guilty about what you don't. And are you doing better every year than you did the year before? Well, who cares then? You know, so there's always 7 down there that push the other 18. If you do things more than 3 times in a row in a brief period of time, the chances are you're going to do it a 4th time, and a 5th time, and a 6th time. And then we tend to get guilty about doing it. If you've always had 25 goals and accomplished 10, you've been doing that for 20 years of your life, give up. Say, hey, that's me. That's part of my trash. And learn to live with it instead of feeling guilty about it, because we have to beat ourselves over the head about something. Now, like Henry back there should beat himself over the head. He needs some goals. What's your big deal? You got 25 and you make 19. What are you going to be, an elitist or a loser? You're a winner. So you're just a high achiever, and that's what the high achievers look like. You know, are you firstborn? The firstborn. Okay. And your favorite book was I Can, I Can, I Can, and Up the Hill and the Engine and all that good stuff. And that's life. That's life. You know, once you find out what your trash is, see, we all have trash, but sometimes what we tend to do is we want to correct everything. And that's not what you want to do. You want to just deal with the trash. Now, the Henry back there's got trash he's got to get rid of. He's got to get some goals. He's got to get motivated because he has a double negative. He's not working. He feels guilty. That's 2 shots. In your case, you've got trash, but it ain't hurting you. Like me. I'm at the airport all the time and now we're early. That's why I never miss a flight. It's somebody's going someplace. I could go to Baltimore, miss the airplane, get to Washington 15 minutes ahead of time. And right alongside is some guy running in there who lives 6 blocks from the airport who's going to be late. Now, I've been doing that for all my life. Now, that's trash. Because I drive people crazy. I go to United Flight. And say, hold it. Gate number 6, you're going to Chicago. It says Detroit. The guy said, if you let me get the Detroit plane out of here, sir, I'll bring the one from Chicago in. Yeah? I mean, don't some of you sit in the driveway at 7 o'clock in the evening for an 8 o'clock appointment that's 10 minutes away, blowing your horn, you want everybody to come out? I used to do that. I spent all my life doing that. I still have to be in the driveway blowing the horn. I just tell the people not to come out.
Our trash, as Sandler has illustrated, can get in our way. It can keep us from setting goals or establishing a hierarchy of values so we can make choices or develop a plan to go straight toward our goals. You have to figure out what your head trash is. You have to understand how it interferes with realizing your goals and develop ways to minimize that interference.